Sweet way to kick off the night. All right, now let's bring Claire back, member of the Nerdalog. She's going to tell a story. No pressure, Claire. Your coach is just here. That's fine.
Yeah, I know she's here.
I'm actually going to tell a shorter little story. I'm going to sit in this chair to do it. And because you're here, this is my diagram that I make for everything I ever tell. That's a fact. So, in 2009, I was at my second summer in a row of an internship I didn't particularly care for or work particularly hard at, which resulted in me reading a lot of blogs and being a heavy commenter on several of those blogs. Yes. And one of my favorite go-tos, and still to this day is the Freakonomics blog, run by Stephen Levitt and Steven Dubner, both of whom accidentally have given me their private email addresses, if you ever need it. I'm very proud. So that was also, as you may remember, so this was the same summer that Dark Knight came out. Now I feel like I'm off.
That was 08.
Yeah, so whatever, still the same internship. Did it for 2 years. Still didn't care. So 2008, I'm reading this blog, and they bring up a point about, the fairy divergence at the end of Dark Knight is very similar to the prisoner's dilemma. And someone wrote a short post on that. And I was looking at that, and I spent about the next half hour crafting a post responding to that. Because they weren't quite right, because the incentives, economic word, the incentives were a little bit off, because the incentives of the Joker are different from the incentives of a moralistic policeman. So I will read you now my comment. It's still there if you want to see it. From an economic standpoint, this is what the Joker has to gain. One, if the civilians blow up the prisoners, then Joker wins. Two, if the prisoners blow up the civilians, no point is proven because that's what they are expected to do. Three, if the civilians blow themselves up, no point is proven because it looks like the prisoners did it based on the assumptions that the Joker has offered to the public at large. Four, if the prisoners blow themselves up, the Joker wins because it looks like the civilians did it given the assumptions the Joker has given to the public at large. Five, if neither blows each other up, the Joker loses but will kill everyone anyway, proving his own point, and possibly leading the public to believe that they blew each other up, thus the Joker wins. Therefore, in theory, the Joker should have rigged both detonators to the prisoner's boat so that the prisoners would have blown up whether they hit the trigger or the civilians hit the trigger, and the Joker's point would have been proven most effectively, given that the public at large would not have been able to interview him and say, okay, now what did you do here? Let's investigate this situation. So that's what he should have done. So in theory, that's how I like to view the movie, is that he was trying to get the prisoners to blow up no matter what, because that would be the economically wise thing to do. So the reason I like this story in particular is I finished posting that comment, signed it Claire, posted it, went back to stuffing envelopes or whatever I was doing, and I get a call from an international number. And I'm like, what is this? And I answer and I say, hello? And it's my brother in London. He had an internship in London for the summer. And he goes, hey, what are you doing? I'm at work. What do you think I'm doing? And he's like, oh, okay. Do you read the Freakonomics blog? And I was like, yes, I do. He's like, oh, okay. Did you just post a comment about Batman? I was like, yeah, I did. He was like, oh, I thought that was you. All right, talk to you later. Thanks up. And that's how my brother and I communicate.
Thanks, Claire. We should just do an episode about the Joker. I have a lot to say about the Joker in Dark Knight. Like, a lot.